What up, St. Andrews family? Welcome back to another episode of How the Sausage is Made.
Woohoo!
I'm Pastor Ethan.
I'm Pastor Matt.
And we are back at it, recapping last week's sermon. Great sermon, by the way.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
Let me just say that, and then we'll talk a little bit about what to expect this coming weekend.
Yeah.
So just getting right into it, take us back in time a little bit. To remind us what you tell us about, and what's now that we're a couple days out, it's a little bit later in the week than normal. It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
What is still kind of pressing on your mind and sticking with you these past couple days?
Yeah, I think as I think about the sermon, it was interesting to me. This week has been one of those weeks where a lot of people have. Been asking me about the sermon, or maybe had their own kind of stories of sometimes when they needed that fellowship. The other thing that's stuck with me is there's been a number of people who've wanted that book, Life Together by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I've loaned out my copy, and about two or three other people told me they either bought a copy for themselves or for somebody else. So
that's really cool.
I'm glad it was a pivotal book for me, and I think it's a very profitable book for any Christian to read. So it's kind of cool that. You know, you kind of share a resource and people say, that might be cool. I might want to check that out. So that was really neat.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. And just as I'm reflecting on it, just having the opportunity to keep walking through the book of Acts and the early church and those pivotal verses that you kind of honed in on, they devoted themselves.
Yes.
To some very key things that we are still doing today, you know.
Well, right.
Like one way you could preach that text is just to say, here's what the church does. Here's just like a little blueprint.
That's exactly right.
Like two verses of what is the church? Well, we devote ourselves to the teaching of the apostles, the breaking of the bread, fellowship, and prayer. And
yeah,
what a cool, just like little microscopic, like way to just nail down what the church is and what the church does.
Yeah, and I think if you look at that, that really does cover the basics of the church. I mean, the whole verse does. At first, there's the four things, right? There's the apostles' teaching. There's the fellowship. There's the breaking of bread and the prayers. And then it also goes to show you how it all plays out, because eventually all those things that the church was doing led them to be generous and led them to share what they had with each other for the sake of the gospel. And so it really is. It's neat. The book of Acts is such a blessing because it's like, well, what does it mean that Jesus rose from the dead? And then you get to say, well, early on, this is what they were doing. And we kind of get a glimpse of that. And I think periodically it's good for us to just remember what the church has been about.
Yeah. And of course, kind of the avenue you really honed in on was the fellowship of the church, and really giving us just a cool insight into maybe a deeper, more rich understanding of what fellowship really is and what it really looks like. And of course, that's where you tied in Dietrich Bonhoeffer's story and his book. But just a reminder to be real with each other, to open up our lives to each other, to confess our sins to each other. And one thing you did within that proclamation was, I thought was really cool, where you kind of took a moment to remind us of the way that the church, like as a whole, possesses the keys, right? The power to forgive sins, the power to proclaim the gospel, the authority to baptize, the authority to administer the sacraments, that is held by the church, the body of Christ.
Right.
And you reminded us all that it's the church that appoints us as pastors to carry that out on behalf of the church. And
absolutely.
I just thought that a really important and kind of special thing to remind us of. I don't know if we all think about that often, but Pastor Matt and Pastor Ethan are doing these things on behalf of you who have called us to do it.
You've asked us, you've called us to do it. You've said, exercise these things on our behalf.
Right.
And that, even something like baptism, you know, if you're ever in a situation where there's an emergency and someone wants to be baptized, as a Christian, you can baptize that person.
Right.
Obviously, we ask that you let the church know what happened. But there's like, in the hymnal, there's a rite of baptism for lay people to in case of an emergency. And so I encourage everybody to carry a hymnal with them. But no,
there we go.
But yeah. I mean, you baptize, I baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. is what you would say. But mm-hmm. There's other things you can do if there's time to say prayer, to you know, confess the creed or whatever. But it's just a good reminder. Hey, man, this is the work of the church, and pastors are part of it. But pastors aren't the work of the church. They help the work of the church. They help the body of Christ do what it does. So.
That's awesome. And then
yeah.
Just one other thing you did to make it really personal, and I think one of the things that made it such a powerful message was you encouraged us to open up our lives to each other,
mm-hmm.
and then you didn't just leave it there. You opened up your life to us and talked about your own struggles and conversations that you've had and things that you're working through and trying to improve. And I think doing that, just like put yourself in a vulnerable spot and said, hey, I'm going to practice what I preach here a little bit. I'm not going to tell you something and then not do it myself. So I think just from a leadership standpoint, that was really cool. And one of those things that kind of, I think, will stick with people to say, here's what that looks like. And here, now I have like the permission and the space to now do that myself, you know.
Yeah, and I pray that as people get to know you and get to know me and our preaching and our lives, that I hope we don't ever come across like, oh, we're pastors, so we have it all figured out, and you guys need to get to where we are. I hope they understand that we're trying to, you know, get through life too, and we have our ups and downs. And the other thing I would say is, you know, I did open myself up a little bit. It wasn't the easiest conversation to have with the congregation about my own personal life, but at the same time, this is a congregation that is loving and caring and would receive that well. And I don't know that every pastor could do that safely and comfortably with the congregation. So it's a compliment to the congregation. I think that they've made me feel like I'm accepted. So I feel like I can, you know, kind of push and be real a little bit, you know.
Well, praise God for that.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely. Awesome. Absolutely. So that was... It was good to get in the book of Acts and good to just kind of, man, just explore what God is doing. And as we talk about the church and talk about the life of the church, we have a big weekend coming up, especially the 11 o'clock service on Sunday. We have 10 young people who have been studying with you and learning with you and are ready to. They've made a public declaration of their faith. We had a sharing the faith hunt, which is awesome. But now they're going to make a public declaration of their faith and the rite of confirmation on Sunday. So, that's an interesting sermon to preach because you have the same thought and same message throughout, but one of those times will be confirmation and two of those times will not be the actual confirmation. So you're still preaching that message. So tell me, like, what's that been like to prepare for that kind of dichotomy, I guess, a little bit?
Yeah, you're right that it does present a kind of a unique challenge. But the text that we'll be working with this weekend kind of lends itself to just open up the opportunity for all of us to kind of remind ourselves of the faith that we all either have confirmed, whether we've gone through the official rite of confirmation in the church, or just the faith that we all affirm just by being Christians and, you know, coming to church and confessing our sins and like living out the life of the church.
Right.
So it's kind of an opportunity to say, this is the faith that we confirm and reaffirm every day with every breath we breathe, you know.
Yeah.
And it's 1 Peter chapter 1, the introduction to his letter to a bunch of churches scattered around these Gentile lands. And it's just interesting to hear Peter address Christians who they used to not be Christians.
Right.
And now that they do have this faith in Jesus, now they're not quite fitting in the same way they used to.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like as I'm reading it, it's like, well, yeah, that's kind of how it's supposed to be.
You know, it's like supposed to fit in everywhere.
Like like there should be a distinction now between who you are now and who you were before you believed this.
Right.
And I just think that idea is really cool, and it's it's so simple. You know, I don't think any of the things we're going to talk about this week are going to just like completely blow anybody's mind, you know, but sometimes the simple things are the things we need to hear. And I'm just excited to just kind of take a very simple approach to the text and say, what does Peter say? And we're just going to kind of walk through it. And he'll say, here's some things that ought to define you as a Christian. Here's the things that ought to distinguish you from the other people who don't believe what you believe, but also a chance to say, man, this is so simple. It's not complicated, but
it's not easy.
It's not easy. And and even though I can say, yes, I believe in the God of the scriptures who like makes himself known as Father, Son, and Spirit. And I believe I'm a sinner and I believe I'm forgiven by the blood of Jesus. I know that I do truly believe that, but I can't always say that's exactly what I look like.
Yeah.
You know, whenever Peter says, resist what's evil.
Right. Right.
Pray. Love.
Yeah.
Love each other with an earnest heart. And I can say, yes, I believe, but I can't always say, yes, that's exactly what I look like all the time.
Exactly.
So there's those things happening, and I think it'll just be a weekend where both for the young Christians confirming their faith and for those Christians who have confirmed the faith years ago, we're kind of reminding ourselves that everything we do, every word we say, every thought we have ought to be a reconfirmation of the faith that we've been given.
It's interesting. First off, I was there for the sharing of the faith night, and the kids did just a tremendous job. I was really awesome. Moved by the way they just really articulated their faith. It's so cool. The other thing that's interesting is as you talk about, like Peter says, you know, this is what things should look like. Mm-hmm. What's interesting about Christianity, if you look, you know, think about it in the terms of history, Christianity was never tied exclusively to one ethnicity. Mm-hmm. And when you became a Christian, it wasn't like, well, you're a Christian, so now you're going to wear this orange hat.
So
that way everyone knows you're a Christian. Like, you're look different because your life is different. Your approach is, your heart is different. And that's such a more difficult change than saying, well, here's your hat or here's your bow tie. And so I think that's the real challenge. What does my life look like? Mm-hmm. And not because I've changed my manner of dress or what I eat or anything like that, you know? So,
right. And there's just like, I can't get away from the simplicity of it. right. It's things. And that's kind of why I want to approach it that way, where I don't want to like overcomplicate things and add too much to what Peter is saying. Cause he's just kind of saying things that like none of us would really debate.
Right.
You know, he's saying resist evil things, pray and love each other. And like some of the things you talked about last week are still stirring in my head too. So hopefully it's just a chance for us to again remind ourselves of the faith that we confirm with every breath we take.
Yeah. You
know? So
I think one of the lessons to take from this too is that there's a great continuity, like from even though we're going from Acts and then reading Peter, like Peter's part of the early church.
Oh yeah.
And so like the cool thing is if as we're going through the book of Acts, you can follow along in the epistles. Like you can read the book of Ephesians and then you read where Paul goes to Ephesus, right? And you can or vice versa. And it's just if you have the discipline to kind of like if you have a study Bible, so just open it up and like read a section of Acts and then find what epistles that relates to. And then it's just like, it's such a cool thing. And it's just like happened in real life. And so there's these real ties that aren't manufactured. It's just what happened, but you kind of get the perspective, like you can dive in deeper by getting into a whole nother book of the Bible. And so I feel like we're just learning about the baby church.
Yeah. And you know? It definitely feels like that. We haven't, at least I haven't, since being here, done a lot of preaching from the epistles. Mm-hmm. And so, like, this has been kind of a fun couple weeks since Easter to get into the book of Acts and now one of Peter's letters. So it gives us just like a, I don't know, kind of a different flavor. And it just, like you said, we just get to keep on reminding ourselves of the way that the gospel just exploded,
mm-hmm.
and the effect that a man claiming to be God, saying that he was going to die and rise, and then actually doing it, changed the whole world, you know? And so we're still just in awe of it, and we're still pondering the way that it continues to affect us today.
Right. I love that. And kind of lastly, when we were talking about this earlier today, and then talking about right now, you kind of mentioned, I'm just going to kind of go through the reading. And mm-hmm. so that's what they call kind of like an expository right. style of preaching. And, mm-hmm. and there's different kinds of preaching. There's, you know, more thematic, and you're kind of looking at the bigger picture. There's kind of more, you're kind of diving into the words and meanings. And then there's just kind of like, let's just take a passage and plow through it. And mm-hmm. that's so beneficial too. And mm-hmm. I love that. I love that, you know, the Bible lends itself to do all these things. And as a preacher, you kind of have to make these decisions. And I think this is, as I read through that passage that Peter writes, it's a great way, I think, to go through. It's just like, let's just open this sucker up and get in there and just start going, you know?
And it's one of those things that makes you appreciate staying on a lectionary sometimes, because you get all these different passages where you just have to let the text kind of preach. And sometimes it's like, yeah, let's tell this as a story. Sometimes it's, let's get a whole bunch of different topics and see how it, you know, influences or affects the way we think about this or this. And then other times, like we're going to do this week, it's like, let's just kind of go almost verse by verse and just let it speak.
I love that, man. Well, blessings as you do that, and obviously celebrate with these young people that they public confirmation. And for the rest of us, remember that we too have made our public declaration of faith, and now we make a public declaration of faith of what we say and what we do and how we present ourselves to our neighbors, you know.
Yeah I'm pumped.
So. That's awesome. Well, cool, man. Well, let me pray for you. And we'll close up here. Lord God, thank you so much for Pastor Ethan. Thank you so much for our confirmands. Bless them as they do this rite of confirmation. And Lord, help them to understand it's just the starter pistol going off. It's not a finish line. It's a start line. And Lord, we ask that you be with Pastor Ethan as he preaches, as he takes us through these passages methodically, diligently, and just reminds us of some wonderful basic aspects of what it means to be a follower of Christ and what that looks like. Help us to receive that and be with him as he delivers that to us through the Holy Spirit. All these things we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. See you, St. Andrews.
Bye, guys.